Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sean McGill. Welcome to my podcast show. I appreciate you guys all for listening. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff today. I hope everybody's been good. You know how I do. I like to set off the mood today, though. I want to set it off with some new music because I haven't played a song on here in a little bit. And you guys know I'm used to always playing music. So this is that new Daddy Yankee. I don't know if it's new, but I think it is. It's called Con Karma. If you don't know what that means, you need to look it up. But check out this track.
¿Cómo te llamas, baby? Desde que te vi supe que eras pa' mí. Dile a tus amigas que andamos.
I like it because it got that old school feel to it, you know? And I never play like Spanish music, so it's kind of cool to open up your ears and take in something new, you know? Plus, it's a good way to start the show, get you guys awake. Let's go. The Sean McGill Show, baby. To be honest, I don't be knowing what you're saying, but this track is fire. I mean, I don't even really rock with the reggaeton all the way. I love J Balvin. I love Daddy Yankee. So, you know, I got to turn it on. And I don't know what he's saying, but whatever he's saying, it must be good because this right here is bumping. Shout out Daddy Yankee. Well, I want to play my next track too. That one right there is for my little babysitter. I got a little babysitter, y'all. But this is the next track right here. I like to mix it up. I like to play a little bit of everything. I listen to everything. So I'm trying to give you guys a little glimpse into my life. And so y'all can know, you know, what I'm listening to at home. I'm listening to a little bit of everything, though, because I bounce around. I like music on all the time. I don't know if you guys are music lovers, but I always have a podcast on, TV on, or, like, music on. I got to have something playing in the background. I don't really like silence too much, so I always got to have something playing in the background. All right, this is the new track. I feel like it's overhyped, overplayed at this point. But here, I'll play it anyway. Forget it. Dang. All right. It's called Perfect 10 by DJ Mustard.
Yo, no,
even though they play
the
it a lot,
come,
I just love the song. This is a classic record.
Where your hoes at? Where your roads at? Where your backbone, nigga? Where your code at? Where your down since day one, real bros at? Where them stories that you telling on fold at? Where your heart, nigga? Where your soul at? We got old school ways, we expose that. Ain't no guarantees, but you know that. Niggas die every day, can't control that. Ken Griffey throwback, nigga had to go left. Must have popped 28 times, cause it's four left. If it's about mine, ain't a nigga that I won't check. Run through your heart, it's homeboy, you could go next. 85 cut dog, hustle at the Rolex. Chain on my white tee, now you see the progress. Sacked every chip on myself, time to collect. All money in, just imagine what I gross back. Fuck where your hoes at? Where your roads at? Where your backbone, nigga? Where your code at?
See, Nipsey was about to come out with some fire. That's why they didn't want him around, man. This is crazy.
Where your heart, nigga?
Nipsey was really about to take over. Rest in peace, my dog Nipsey. Hustle.
Ain't no guarantees, but you know that. Niggas die every day, can't control that. That's why I call my thing the marathon, because I'm not gonna lie and portray This ultimate poise, like I've been, had it figured out. Nah, I just didn't quit. That's the only distinguishing quality from me and probably whoever else going through this or went through this or is gonna go through this, is that I ain't quit. I went through every emotion. I went through every emotion with trying to pursue what I'm doing, you know what I mean? And I think that what gonna separate whoever's gonna try to go for something is that you ain't gonna quit. Unless, you know, you're gonna really take the stance if I'm gonna die behind what I'm getting at right now.
Smart man.
Fuck, where your hoes at? Where your roads at? Where your backbone, nigga, where your cold at? Where your down since day one, real bros at? Where them stories that you telling on fold at? Where your heart, nigga? Where your soul at? We got old school ways we expose that. Ain't no guarantees, but you know that. Niggas die every day, can't control that.
So yeah, that's just a little bit of the music I'm listening to so y'all can get a little glimpse into my life. Nipsey Hussle was probably one of the greatest rappers of our time. He definitely was not respected while he was here on earth, not given the accolades that he deserved. So it's okay as long as he got the praise now, as long as people are listening to his message now. I think that's all that really matters. I mean, I feel the same way. I feel like a lot of people tell me my podcast show is not the greatest, it's this, that, the third, that my acting career is this, that, the third, that I should do this, that, and the third. You know, people say a lot of negative things to me, and I don't even like repeating them. That's why I say this, that, and the third. But for the most part, you know what I mean? I never stop. I always keep going. Even though they say a lot of stuff, you know, I still keep putting out stuff. I still keep trying. And I think that's important, you know. I think all of us need to realize that we're all going to have ups and downs, that we're all going through something, that we're all going to, you know, hate what we're doing at this point, or, you know, not like the grind. We're just not going to, everybody hates it, you know. And there's all this different stuff that's going on in your head, all these emotions. Everybody deals with the same stuff. So whatever you're going at, I would say really love it and don't quit. You know, I really love acting, so it's easy for me not to quit. Really easy for me not to quit because I don't want to give up. I want to keep going. I want to prove everybody wrong. Everybody that says, oh, you'll never be on TV, you'll never do this, do that. I'm like, what? It's not even about them. But I'm just like, what? You're crazy. You don't see what I'm seeing. So it's all good. I'm going to just keep going, you know, and I'm not going to stop. So eventually one day when I'm 30, I might be making my own movies. One day when I'm 35, I might be able to put my own self in my own shit. You never know, but I'm not going to stop. You know what I mean? And one thing I'm not going to do too, I'm never going to sell my soul or do whatever these people want me to do. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm not going to be friends with blah, 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 or suck up to blah, 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 or act different around blah, blah, blah. Nah, that's not me. You can go find another yes man, because a lot of these dudes got yes men around them. A lot of them. A lot of these cornball actors. A lot of these people out here that think they're, you know, they're blah, 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 are cornballs in real life. Corny as hell. When you see them in real life, they don't act the same at all. And I'm not even going to say who I'm talking about, but one of the people listening knows who I'm talking about. You're a cornball. A cornball, dog. And it's hilarious that people don't see it, but you're a cornball. And eventually people will find out that this dude is as corny as hell. And the fact that you know, hey, I'm just leaving it like that, man. Because people are going to find out one day. But a lot of these people are not, you know, cool. They're like corny dudes. And I'm just not going to stop, man. Because nobody's giving me a handout. Nobody's giving me anything. And I don't want anything from anybody. I've worked for everything that I had. But I do go through a lot of tough times. And I think everybody does. But what I've come to learn as I gotten older is just to, you know, roll with it. It's going to happen. So keep going. I heard Wiz Khalifa say, he was talking to Elliot Wilson on one of these interviews, and he's like, man, the only thing I do differently, he's like, I know the bad times are coming and I prepare for them. And when they come, I just roll with them. And his weed voice, you know how Wiz is. Wiz is like, yeah, bro, when it comes, I just roll with it, you know? I'm just ready. And then I bounce back, you know? I don't take L's really either. Wiz Khalifa, you the dog. He's just so cool and calm, collected, just chill back, laid back. And I respect that. And he works hard too. So Shout out to the boy Wiz Khalifa. But anyway, yeah, man, we all gotta keep going. Shout out to Nipsey for starting this, putting this into my mind. This is a gem right here, man. Don't give up. Keep working. Keep going. Keep pushing. And that's what we're gonna keep doing, man. We're gonna keep working. The marathon continues. Shout out to my boy Nipsey Hussle. But yeah, I want to get into this next record too, because I, you know, I like to mix it up. I like to play a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? So this one I like, even though it's like, I guess it's kind of like a, it's kind of like under the radar, I would say, but also popular at the same time, because it's not the biggest record yet, but people that are into music know about it. Either way, I'm just going to play it so y'all can hear it. And it's a dope record. I think so. It's called Panini by Lil Nas X, the guy that did that Old Town Road song.
Trying to keep me teeny, it's a dreamy, wish it on a genie. I got fans finally, and she wanted them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied, just said to me what you want from me.
Yeah, that's Panini. It's a good record. Lil Nas X had a great year. You know, he's dropping all these songs. He has another song called Rodeo. That's really dope too. Good luck to that dude, Lil Nas X. But back to what I want to say is, so women, why are they so complicated? And why do men love them so much? We can't live without them. But if a girl is, you know, is miles and miles away from you, what do you do? How do you make that relationship last? How do you keep it, you know, sexy? How do you keep the vibe right? And then on top of that, what happens if you guys get into an argument? All she has to do is just block you or not pick up the phone. Like, it's so hard to get in contact with her. Like, you know, that long distance relationship stuff is hard. And I want to know what you guys think. Do you guys think that people should stay in long distance relationships or not even do them at all? Because I need to know, because I'm thinking about doing a little long distance thing. It's not super, super long, but you know, it's long enough. You know what I mean? Anything that to me that's not around the corner is long. You know what I mean? So is it worth it? Is it a good idea? Because, you know, if you guys get into an argument, all she has to do is block, and then you don't know what she's doing, and then vice versa. She don't know what I'm doing. She might be all crazy all the time. So, what do you think about that? But either way, this girl is a babysita. She's a bad, bad chick. And, yeah, I messed up. I said a couple stupid things that I always do. So, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I apologize. Give me another chance. you're gonna get that with me, but it's like, it's not coming from a bad place. I'm a good guy no matter what, and I love hard. I love my people. If I do like you, I'm gonna give you the world, and I promise that. And I might not be the richest, and I might be the, you know, best, you know, candidate for you, but I'm gonna love you the best, and I'm gonna try the best to be there for you. And that's just who I am. Anybody that knows me is like, man, if I really like a chick, I'm going to give her the world. I'm going to try to give her vacations. I'm going to try to give her this, that, and the third. I'm going to try to give her whatever I can. Whatever I have is yours, you know? I'm just that type of person. But at the same time, I'm not going to just go give you bread. I'm not going to give you cash. I'm not going to do that. I'm like, that's not happening at all. We're not, you know, if you want something, you got to just stay down. Stay with me. You know, you might get some. I'm not a trick, but you might get some. I'm just letting you know that right now. But overall, man, if I like you, it's rare. So you better take it. You better take it and run with it, or it's gonna be gone. Cause I'm gonna move on too quick. No, but for real, you guys, love is a crazy, crazy thing. So I want to know what you guys are up to love wise, who you guys are dating, X, Y, and Z. Message me. Ask me for advice. I got you. Don't even worry. Like, It's not a big deal to me to answer a couple questions if you need help with anything. Don't worry about it. DM me. I got you. And on that note, I need all you guys to go on social media real quick and go follow me at Shawn McGill, S-H-A-W-N-M-C-G-I-L-L. S-H-A-W-N-M-C-G-I-L-L. And I'm on all platforms. So definitely go follow me. Appreciate it. Spread the word. Let somebody else know. I'm a one-man show over here, so donations are welcome. You know, I'm always down for a donation. But yeah, for the most part, it's me doing this all by myself. And if you know anybody that wants to appear on this show, I do have guests on the show. So if you know any guests that want to come on, want to promote their business, want to do X, Y, and Z talk, you know, just get the shit off the chest, come through to my podcast. We're going to have fun. We're going to laugh, and we're going to have a good-ass time. Let's go. It's your boy, Shawn McGill, and I'm going to take a quick little break, and I'll be right back. Holla at your boy. Yo, it's your boy, Shawn McGill, and I'm back. Thank you guys patiently for waiting. You know, I have to take a break every once in a while. I need some water. I got to, you know, cool off a little bit. I be sweating and stuff. Nah, I'm just kidding. But nah, I just had to take a second to myself. It gets pretty hard talking for 15, 20 minutes or whatever, how long I'm talking. So I just need a little break. So bear with me. I appreciate it. And today I'm going to talk about some more stuff. You know, I hit some of the notes that I wanted to bring up already. But today I wanted to bring up that I have a really great opportunity in front of me. And I'm nervous. For the first time in a little minute, if it doesn't go through. And I want to know what you guys think. How do you guys deal with nerves? Like, how do you deal with the stress and anxiety that you're getting to, you know, make this thing happen? And I would really like for you guys to DM me or direct message me when you guys are feeling nervous or stressed out. Like, tips. Give me a tip. Give me some information on what you do to prepare or what you do to get through it. Because what I do, that's why I brought it up. What I do, I prepare really well. That's what I try to do. At least what I try to do. I try to study my, you know, whatever it is, whatever topic that it is. I try to study it like crazy. Like, so if it's for acting, I try to study my lines and practice them over and over and over until my audition. Like, I cannot go in there like super unprepared. Like, even I tell my agent or whoever I'm auditioning with, listen, if you have an audition for me, I need a day or two before I get the script. Well, I could do it in a matter of 2 minutes. Like, I can do it. I can remember the script like boom. I don't know, I have that gift where I could just wing it and do it and improv or whatever. But if you want real excellence out of me and you want me to really know my role and really get it down and really kill it, I need like a day or two. That's it. I'm not asking for a week. I just need a day or two to really study and remember my lines. So that's like with everything I do. I feel like I need, you know, just a little bit of time to prepare it, tweak it, work it out. Because, you know, when you're preparing, you find little ways like, oh, shoot, it's supposed to be like that. Or, oh, shoot, this is a serious part. Or, oh, shoot, you know what I mean? It has its waves, ups and downs. So the same thing with business or anything else. You might notice or think of something new when you have a little bit more time to prepare. And the same thing is like just prepare well. Like try different things, try new things. That's what I would say. I always try like, you know, different things that I normally wouldn't think of or normally wouldn't do. I try to think out of the box all the time, you know. But everybody prepares different. Everybody does everything different. Like, I have a lot of friends that don't prepare at all. They're just naturally gifted. They just show up. Like, yo, I'm ready. This is an interview. Okay, I've done this, blah, 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 blah. Hire me or not, peace. I'm out. Like, that's how some people are. They're just naturally gifted. Like, I used to have a friend in high school that I used to try to study with. This motherfucker was getting A's on everything. I didn't understand it. And his name was actually Avi. Avi, shout out Avi. If you're hearing this, listen, like, yo, I wanted to be you in high school. So Avi would just be like, yo, bro, I don't study, dog. I have a photographic memory. I'm like, what? He really had a photographic memory. He could look at something once and remember that shit. I'm like, damn, you lucky bastard. So, yeah, Avi used to never study, dog. Never study, and he would get A's on everything. He would look at something once and be taught it once and really pretty much get the concept. And then, boom, this dude ended up going to, I think he ended up going to Harvard, or he went to Yale. I think one of those schools. He had like a 4.0 GPA. Was always, he was like, you know, cool, but smart, smart kid. Had glasses and was skinny and wasn't a popular kid, but was real cool to me and was really, really smart. And I know he's probably doing something real cool, but that's dope, having a photographic memory. I wish if I had that, you know, the world would be pissed. It would be a problem. Don't let me mess around and get photographic memory. It's a wrap. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm going to blow up. I'm going to get paid. And we're going to take over the world. Because once I have billions, we all going to have billions. Nah, we're not all going to have billions, but we all going to be kind of straight. I'm make sure my people are good. I'm going to start doing stuff that should be done. And I don't get why those people with those billions are doing it now. It makes no sense that there's people living X, Y, and Z lifestyles when you got billions of dollars. Like, come on, dog. Y'all niggas need to be helping out, giving back. It's really not even that hard. You know, like, it just don't make no sense to me. So many people are so stingy and so greedy. Like, come on, dude. If you had $1 billion in your account right now, yesterday you had zero, and you have $1 billion in your account right now, you need to keep on to every little penny of that. You didn't have it yesterday. You know, give back, man. That's just how I feel. I feel like a lot of these people don't even spend their money, too. On top of that, they spend it on stupid, stupid stuff. Like, I know some people that buy art. Well, no, art is actually not a stupid thing at all. But I know some people that will buy, like, shit that loses value after you buy it. Just because. Like, they'll just buy, just, oh, I spent $6,000 on this, but I'll never be able to sell this or get any dollar back. And you're like, what? And it's ugly. On top of that, you just bought for 6 racks. You just paid for that, and you're not going to get your money back even close to it. People are just crazy these days. But I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get a billion too. So until I get there, I don't know how it feels to be a billionaire. I don't know what they're going through. So I don't judge. But today was just, you know, one of those shows. It was another great show. I like to keep it short. I don't know if you guys want me to start doing the longer episodes, but I like to keep it short, man. I like to try to keep it between the 15-20 minute range. I don't like to be having, like, dragged on a long show, because I feel like people's attention span is not there anymore. I feel like people want to switch and go to the next thing. So I'm going to just keep on going. Let's keep going, you guys. The marathon. Let's keep talking. Let's keep growing, let's keep putting out episodes. It's gonna hit eventually, I think. You know, that's at least what I hope. That's why I keep putting out these podcasts. I'm not gonna quit. I know eventually I'm gonna get enough viewers, or eventually get somebody that really likes this show and change their mind and change their day and make them happy. That's my goal. I do this all for you guys, and I love you guys, man. I really do. I appreciate you guys so much for listening. I wouldn't be anything without you. And I really, really cherish, you know, the ability I have to speak to you guys, and you guys listen, and you guys actually vibe with me, and we have a good time. Like, I feel like that's very genuine and unique, and that a lot of people can't do that, and that we have this connection, and I love it. I love anybody that listens to my show. They tell me great things, and I love you guys. I really do. I thank you guys so much for listening, and this is the end of my episode, so I hope you guys have a great, great day, weekend, whatever it is. Take care now. Show me good, loves you. Peace.